weiß. Specifically, but can't really go wrong with staying hydrated. Seems like a safe offer. Help isn't cheating. You came over to my place to study and practice. Helping you is kind of the point. Don't beat yourself up. Energetic magic is tough. Most people try to avoid taking introductory energetic command, even when they're going for full certification. I've never heard of a first-year non-energetic trying it. You sure as hell set a challenge for yourself. I didn't say that. I think challenges are good. I think it says a lot about you to be trying it. But it is tough. And it's probably gonna stay tough if you beat yourself up for every mistake, and if you don't let anybody help, and if you don't drink enough water. Well, again, probably not a one-to-one, but there's something there, right? Is there room on that carpet for two? May I? I have an idea of why this is fighting you more than most other kinds of magic. You're a dreamwalker. That's the kind of magic you have the most experience with. It's the kind that comes to you most naturally. And in dream magic, you literally think things into existence. It's all up here. No. It's all very real. That's not what I mean. But it all happens up here. You think those things into being. Maybe it's visualization. Maybe it's not. I'm not up in that head of yours. I don't know. But it comes out of there. You can't think energetic magic into existence. Not just thought, anyway. It's a weird group of magic types. They are distinct in appearance, presentation, maybe, and in function, generally, but they're also blended in some ways. They operate together and apart. Energetic magic is more than the sum of its parts, but it's also independent, and all of that makes it messy. It's a difference you have to feel, and when you're used to being able to just think it, it doesn't always play nice. You were trying to make electricity. You were thinking about making electricity, but have you ever felt what electroenergetic magic feels like? No, not necessarily when you're doing it. Have you felt it when someone else has done it? Well, I've got some opinions on your professor then. I'm not trying to completely discredit them or anything. It's just most energetic professors only end up teaching energetics. And God forbid they adapt their method of teaching to the student when they get one that's not. I guess that's not fair of me to say. Teaching's a tough job as it is, and most people are just doing their best. But someone needing something explained a different way doesn't mean you just leave them out to dry. Not to me, anyway. So let's do it. Magic. Electro magic. I'm not the best at it, but I'm good enough for you to get the feel. No, it'll be easy. You don't have to do anything in particular, just sense what I'm doing while I do it. think the first time we met when you felt my aura. I know you don't put much attention to that most of the time, but it'll be just like when you did it then. Just let yourself feel the general rhythm of my aura is my graviton core, but when I'm using electromagic, you'll feel it. It'll be through the lens of my core, but it'll give you a sense of what it'll feel like. No, not bridging. It'll just be you sensing my magic. Just like watching or listening. You don't need to touch. No, it's a, I mean, it might make it easier. Yeah, you're welcome to touch if you want. Yeah, you can hold my hand. I only need the one. Close your eyes. It helps. And take a deep breath. First, dreamer. You feel it? The weight, that pull, the drag. Now feel the change when I do. Describe. Maybe that's why the professor didn't bother to try. That's what electromagic feels like. Try using it again. Don't just think it through this time. Try to imagine what that feeling would be like in your own core. The way the notes would song. Your threads are different than mine. The combination won't feel exactly like mine did, but that's okay. You know the rhythm now. That's half the battle. More than that, really. Hey. It's okay. It's no rush. There's nothing wrong with taking your time. I'm not going anywhere. This is what it's all about. You came over to practice. Practice takes time. So let it. I'll be here. Breathe, dreamer. You're really clenched, wound up tight. You're trying to brute force it. Now, I don't know if I believe what some people think, that the magic is alive, or at least that it acts like it is, that it holds grudges, all that shit. I don't know about that. But I do think that different kinds of magic need different approaches to work their best. And energetic magic is particular. Just try to remember what my aura felt like. Into that sense memory. Feel it in your aura. Feel it on your skin. And breathe. Just like that. Hey, that's okay. You got it. You don't need to be able to hold it for long yet. That'll come with more practice. That was really good. Most people wouldn't even try to do what you're doing. And most of the few who would give up when they didn't pick it up first thing. That takes a lot. And it's really cool to see. Gravity. we should probably practice more with electricity before we jump to the big guns. All right. Yeah, I guess. a little won't hurt. Yeah, I could lift a pencil, but where's the fun in that? Not every day you get to float, right? That's gotta come with some perks. No, it's just that. It's fun to see. I wouldn't know. I've never I don't usually use my powers for other people. I mean, I did for a while when I had to, and then I left so I wouldn't have to anymore, and now I'm here, and now I get to use my powers when I want to, with who I want to. Yeah, let me get us down. Oh. Careful. Sorry, no, I know it's my bad. I went too fast. There you go. You don't need me hanging off of you. Yeah. Let's go back to the electro magic. Practice makes perfect, right?